Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. Cattle drives are a colorful part of American history, and when reminded about the famous cattle drives of the 19th century, most of us tend to think about the Chisholm Trail that led from West Texas through Indian Territory and up to railheads in places like Abilene and Dodge City, Kansas. Sometimes, famous Hollywood westerns like Red River or Lonesome Dove come to mind as well. But perhaps in this case, The Far Country would be a better touchstone film, because what many people don't realize is that cattle drives were not isolated to the Southwest. They existed in other places as well, including the North Woods. Copper mining had been going on in Michigan's Upper Peninsula since the ore was first discovered in 1841, and extensive mining operations developed along the Copper Belt in Ontonagon, Houghton, and Kewaunee counties in Michigan. Mining in the 19th century was labor-intensive. Mine laborers needed to be fed, and this is where the cattle drives came in. The mine owners contracted with stock buyers in Wisconsin to drive cattle through the northern part of the state, then into Michigan, where they would be slaughtered to feed the hungry miners. And cattle drives means cowboys. Patrick Johnson was born in Syracuse, New York, in 1849. As a young man, he found employment with the stock buyers in Wisconsin and was hired to drive cattle north into Michigan. As Johnson recounted, the stock buyers obtained cattle throughout the state and herded them together in the area around Merrill. Following indigenous trails and the old military road through the region, Johnson and the other cowboys drove the cattle north to John Curran's trading post at the junction of the Pelican and Wisconsin rivers. After camping out by the rivers, the cowboys drove the cattle directly over where the Oneida County Courthouse now stands and northward toward the Eagle River. From the Eagle River, the cattle were driven north into the Upper Peninsula, over the Porcupine Mountains, and into the mining camps. Johnson fell in love with the country he saw on the cattle drives. In 1886, he married Jewel Leary of Antigo. The couple made the new town of Rhinelander their home, and Johnson began working as a Northwoods lumberjack. In 1909, as the logging industry declined, Johnson took a job as a custodian for the Rhinelander City Hall, near the very place where he once drove cattle. Johnson had a unique experience in the North Woods that is unlikely to be replicated. In February 1932, Rhinelander's own cowboy passed away. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.